shotgun. Flacco takes it, and play action fake. Back, a deep drop, pressure coming, going long down the middle of the field. This could be picked, and it is picked off! The Browns got it! On a tip, the Browns have it! On the deflection, Joe Hayden's got his first of the year!
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. Order your jerseys for Johnny Manziel, Justin Gilbert, straight from the team. Visit the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zagurin, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan with you today here on CBD, and it's time, Jim, to bring in the great Jason Gibbs and play a little after. Further. Review.
After further review.
Afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, Jason.
Hi, Jim. Question number one. The rookie that you think will have the biggest impact on the 2014 Browns is?
I'm going with Johnny Manziel. I think he was brought here to play a big role for this team, and I think that it has been a situation where the quarterback is going to need to help carry this team, especially if it is true about the Josh Gordon situation. And I think he's going to ultimately have the biggest impact on this team on the field, off the field, in every respect. When you think about the Cleveland Browns, the national media, the story is going to be Johnny Manziel. And if he can come in and live up to that hype, it is going to be very special.
Yeah, I think when you make a pick like that and you bring a player with so much connected with him, I think that everything revolves around how he does, how well he does, how quickly he can show us if he can do what he did on Saturdays, on Sundays. Sure. I think he's the whole ball of wax. I think the kid at cornerback is going to be a huge factor, Justin Gilbert, I really do. But I think when you bring this guy in, I mean, you've brought him in here for a lot of reasons, and he's such a winner. Can he do it on Sunday? Because he certainly could on Saturday.
No question about it. And then I'll throw my dark horse candidates out there.
Ahead.
Joel Bitonio, the guard, and Terrence West in tandem, because I think this is going to be a team that's going to have to run the football. And so I think if they do, that's going to help Johnny Manziel, and it's going to help this offense. It's going to help Brian Hoyer while he is under center for this team. Could be for the whole season with Brian Hoyer. But I think that if you look at it, this is going to be a new offensive era for the Browns, and finally a team that's going to be able to be physical and run the ball.
Yep. After further review.
Question number two, now that free agency and the draft are behind us, what's the one position that has been upgraded the most on this football team?
I got to tell you, I think cornerback, and I really do. I believe they really went out and they bolstered it at cornerback, and I think it was a glaring need that, unfortunately, all of a sudden you'd look at the opening game of the season these last few years and you'd say, son of a gun, they did not fix that cornerback spot, and you got Buster Screen playing out of position and playing his heart out, but if he could only do what he's really measured up to do, he'll be a very effective player. I think with the addition of Gilbert and Desir and Trufant and maybe some other kids that they signed, I really do believe, and Whitner in the back of that thing, I really think the secondary, and especially on the corner, I think it's truly been bolstered.
I think when you go back and you look at 2012, and we're talking about Joe Hayden, by the way, signing a five-year extension today. In the five games without Joe Hayden, the Browns gave up 221 yards and two touchdowns per game to wide receivers. In 11 games with Joe Hayden that same year, they gave up 138.4 yards per game and one touchdown. Now you're going to have an opportunity to hopefully have two guys like Joe Hayden on the field, plus you get Pierre Desir. I'll even call it the defensive backfield in general. I think Dante Whitner, what he's going to bring on the team, on the field, is important. I think he's an upgrade on the field. But what he's going to bring in the locker room is a guy who's been to three straight NFC championships, one Super Bowl, who knows how to win, and who, by the way, has been on a team that has had the model of the very, very dominant defense, mobile quarterback, great running game. He's seen it, and he's seen the success it's had in San Francisco. He's going to be able to help this team. I like it. In my opinion, I think that this is the defensive backfield upgrades are great, and Mike Pettin has wanted to have that nasty backfield that he had with the Jets, and I think he's going to get it with the additions of Gilbert and Desir.
After further review.
Question number three today, guys. Who is the one rookie on the Browns that will be the biggest surprise?
Nathan, I'm going to say the little running back, and he's not little. I mean, I think that a lot of people, Terrence West seems to be a guy that really got a lot of heads nodding when the Browns picked him. And, you know, I knew they were going to go get another running back. I didn't know if they were going to go get the same kind of running back that it looks like Ben Tate is. But it kind of tells you that the Browns are really serious about, hey, listen, 3rd and 1 will not be a passing down anymore.
No.
And you know what? It had to be. It had to be because they could not push the pile.
You remember that Baltimore game? They're trying to run out the clock with one-yard pass.
That's right. I read third and goal from inside the one and 4th and goal from inside the one when they decided to go for it became passing downs out of need.
Right. And yes, I think Terrence West is one. Because we're going to call it a surprise, I'm expecting big things from Terrence West. I'm going to go with Christian Kirksey because this is a guy that there was not a whole lot of buzz about coming in this draft. I know he was very high on the Cleveland Browns draft board. They were thrilled to get him at number 71. He was a leader named permanent captain at the University of Iowa. He's a cover linebacker, a guy that I think is expected to come in and start from day one, certainly compete for that right. He can help in coverage, and this is going to be a team that, unlike last year, which could not get off the field on third downs, this team is being built to get off the field in those third and long situations.
Right, yeah, and that was a problem. Yeah.
That was a huge problem.
Huge problem, yeah. Couldn't hold on to those leads, couldn't make the play, just couldn't close the thing out because you couldn't make the play.
After further review.
Final question today, guys. Looking back on the 2014 draft, how will you grade this draft for the Browns?
I'm going to give it an A-. I think what you did on day one was a home run, A+. I like the guys you got on day two, adding 3 potential starters and Pierre Desir Steele on day 3. The only thing I would have liked to have seen was some way, and maybe you needed to mortgage something in next year's draft where you picked up some extra picks, a 1st, a 4th, and a 6th, to get back in there. This would have made it an A-plus for me. I'll give it an A, not even an A-. An A-plus for me would have been if you could have gotten back in at the end of that second round in the 60s and snagged Allen Robinson from Penn State, and without changing anything else, that would have been, in my mind, the absolute perfect draft.
I'm going to give it an A, and I'm going to give it an A and call it aggressive with the letter A right there. I think that what they were aggressive, they were always trying to move to make hay, I think. I mean, they did it in the first round. They did it for next year's draft. They did it for this year's draft. I'm going to give him an A for what he did. And I'm going to also say there's a little bit of an incomplete to it right now because I'm going to take Ray Farmer at his word that this wide receiver thing will be okay and be fixed by the time we go to Pittsburgh.
Well, the good news is it didn't have to be addressed solely in the draft. They have Charles Johnson, a guy coming off of an ACL injury they're optimistic about.
Yeah, bring his name up because he got, remember now, that was a joke. There was a little bit of a laughter. Look at the Browns. They signed this guy, and they didn't realize he had an ACL tear. Remember, they got him from the Packers, and he is an exciting talent, isn't he?
He is a very exciting talent. This is a guy, 6'2", 215, ran a 4.38 40 from Grand Valley State, was very productive there, over 1,000 yards, double-digit touchdowns in each of his last two seasons. In fact, 15 touchdowns in 2011, 16 in 2012. So he's got size, he's got speed, and Aaron Rodgers, if you go all the way back to when it was happening that they took him, Aaron Rodgers said, I think we're going to try to get Johnson back from your guys' team and put him back in our system. This was a guy who was reportedly the practice squad player of the week 6 weeks in a row to start the season for the Green Bay Packers, and did it on a torn ACL. He didn't want to give up his spot and give up his opportunity. This is a talented kid. He's a big kid. I've had the opportunity to see him down there, and physically he looks like what you want. So when you think of a developmental project, they've got that guy here, and I think between him, between free agency, between maybe a trade, and between the fact that a lot of teams are going to cut good veteran wide receivers to replace them, when you have 15 wide receivers taken early in a draft, it's going to open up some spots. They will address it. But Charles Johnson, if you're saying who internally could be that big surprise, that's the name that I would point to there. All right, when we come back, it is going to be the final segment. Zagura and Donovan, get your calls in, 216-578-0850. But let me say first, OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. So OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit Ohio Business Machines today. OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. That's OhioBusinessMachines.com or call 216-485-2000. Get your phone calls in, 216-578-0850. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.